This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Timer Friday today, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up now. This is big stuff. If you've never called this program before, today we incentivize you to make that first call so you no longer fear giving us a call and letting your voice be heard. Todd, guess what the prize is? For all the first-time callers, anybody
calls
this program.
My pillow!
Todd is so right, he nailed it right there, exactly right. So I have free My Pillow for all the first-time callers today on the program. Now, here's how this works.
For all of them?
Absolutely, until I run out of my pillows. You know, I would hope that we run out. That'd be great. Here's the number. We'll just make some more if we do. 800 228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, okay? You call that number, you got a call. Doesn't work for first-time texters. Maybe we'll do that another Friday. Doesn't work for first-time, voicemail folks. We're talking. Call the show. Participate in the show. First-time caller. You call the number. Manny will answer the phone. Manny, what will you say when you answer the phone, just so they know, kind of to get the experience? I'll act like I'm a first-time caller. Dialing the line, it rings. What happens?
One ringy dingy.
What's on your mind? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Is this Manny? Like the Manny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Manny. My name is Scott. I'm calling from Streeter.
All right, Scott. And are you a first-time caller today?
You're not calling from Streeter.
How did you know I was a first-time caller? Could you tell? I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I can tell you're a little nervous, but
Manny, you called yesterday.
Who's that interrupting guy? That rude guy that's interrupting there? It's kind of, I'm confused now. I'm a first time caller, and I have more people in my ear than I have ever had in my life. Who is that guy?
Well, I have to interrupt this conversation right now because Congressman Kramer is calling.
Okay, are you going to call Congressman Kramer? Todd, do you want to do this with me? You want to be Manny? So you would call Todd/Manny. And you'd say, hey, I'm a first-time caller. Get me on with the fellas. Right? Simple as that.
Well, let me get your address and phone number, and we'll get you a MyPillow prize package, compliments of the great Scott Hennon.
See, exactly right. So we get your address. We mail it off. It's as simple as that. So if you are a first-time caller at any point during the program today, free MyPillow on us. 258-0550 is the local number. 258-0550. Put that in your speed dial. Toll free at 855-200-1776. And a bonus today, send us a screenshot of your favorites on your phone, and if what's on your mind is on there, we'll send you a pillow too, because that's the idea. The more people have that number right there in their favorites, the less times we have to say it here on the program. Great time in Minot yesterday. I want to recap that for you. Thanks to the CVB for inviting me to speak for their annual meeting. Convention and Visitors Bureau up there, really enjoyed it. Met a World War II hero, pretty cool. I want to tell you how you can meet him in Minot and thank him for his service. We'll do that before the end of the program. Bruce Jovig will be here next hour, founder and CEO of the University of North Dakota Center for Innovation. He and Tommy Kenville, that have been part of that operation for a long time, will be here to talk about Bruce and his accomplishments and the Center for Innovation. It's Bruce's last day there today. He's retiring, so we'll talk with him as well. So looking forward to that. The first hour today is Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So the first-time caller thing applies. If you've never called Congressman Kramer before, here's your chance to ask him anything and get yourself a MyPillow at the same time. So it's a fun Friday. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Manny's on the phones. Matt, the great Ravati, is our producer, and we're raring to go. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. Hello and happy Friday, Congressman Kramer.
Hello and happy Friday to you. I know this is a little shift in the schedule, but I had a very long and big hearing on Wednesday that I didn't want to miss any of the testimony on, and as it relates to Yucca Mountain and getting that process moving. So Yucca Mountain, of course, being the potential storage facility for spent nuclear waste, and we're fast losing our nuclear industry in this country, much like the coal industry, and all of our good baseload electricity generation is going to be gone if we're not careful. So anyway, I didn't want to miss that, so I'm glad I was able to accommodate, and you're able to accommodate my weird schedule.
That's quite all right. We're used to Wednesdays, but when it happens a different day, we're just glad it happens because it gives our audience a chance to ask you anything on the program. One of the questions I had for you today was what you think North Dakotans think of Donald Trump's first 100 days. And before you even have to answer, Becky in Bismarck wants to talk about him, so we can ask her and then get your take on this as well. Becky, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Well, just from what I have seen, that President Trump is being so criticized for what he's done, and I think he's done a lot of great things in his first 100 days, and I think he has a lot of courage, and the business man in him, I guess, makes decisions and does things and follows through on them. And I just think he's being criticized too severely for his first 100 days. I don't remember any other president being this criticized. So I just want people to give him a chance. I think he's doing great things, and he's going to bring this country around.
Yeah, thanks for those thoughts, Becky. I agree with you. And the one thing I would say is the reason he's being criticized so severely by many is because he is doing so much in the first 100 days. And we should never lose sight of that fact, that his productivity in the first 100 days is doing what he says he said he would do. And that's particularly true for North Dakotans. I mean, my goodness, he approved the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline in those first 100 days. Those alone, he's signed something like 13 Congressional Review Act bills, which we've sent to him. I was there for three of the bill signings on because they're so important to North Dakota. And, not to mention, by the way, just forget all the legislation he's passed, which is the most of any president in a very long time. The executive orders that have either repealed or are turning back, beginning the process of turning back job-killing regulations. It's been remarkable what he's been able to do. Getting a Supreme Court justice appointed and confirmed sworn in the first 100 days, that's the first time that's happened since the 1880s. And then let's not forget that he has very quickly reestablished the United States of America's top position in the world in a very short time. And while ISIS was allowed, almost encouraged to grow by the last administration, Donald Trump sent a very strong message that we are not going to tolerate it. And while Barack Obama drew a line in the sand and said, you can't cross this line by using chemical weapons, Assad in Syria on your own people, if you do, there'll be ramifications. Of course, he crossed the line, used chemical weapons, and he said, just kidding. He and his friend said, well, let's trust the Russians to take Assad's chemical weapons away. I mean, after all, they're such outstanding people, and let's do a deal with Iran because, why wouldn't we? And let's let them realize their nuclear ambitions while they violate every principle in the world. And all of that's been brought to a halt, and there's a new world order. And now this North Korean supposed leader who has built up nuclear capacity while he was told he couldn't by previous presidents, all the while he did, we're now confronting that evil because it's an imminent danger. And I'm going to hesitate to say a lot about it because I've participated in a classified briefing only this, but I will tell you that it is a real danger to the United States and to our allies. And if we don't stop him, like really soon, he's going to amass even more nuclear capacity. So yeah, they'll always criticize him for what he didn't do in the first 100 days, forgetting that there are many, many more days ahead of him than there are behind him. Some will criticize him for what he has done.
If you had to pick a priority, Becky, for a signature issue that you want him to do yet, what would that be?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think what he's done is great. And I just think people are just being way too hard on him and criticizing him for having the quick decisions and moving ahead with things instead of just sitting there doing.
Yeah, you make some great points, Becky. Yep. Did we get your address ready for the MyPillow? I understand you're a first-time caller.
No, I got my address.
All right, hang on one sec. We'll get that. I'll let Manny grab that from you as well.
By the way, Scott, just so you know, since the last time we talked about it, I've gotten four more pillows.
You're going to be up there on gold.
For me and all my guests.
You're going to have a gold My Pillow here pretty quick.
I love it so much. Anyway.
Dustin in Ellendale, let's get your question in here quickly, and we'll get the answer on the other side of break. Go ahead.
Yeah, question here, Congressman. Jimmy Carter actually screwed around with this nuclear storage deal. We used to reprocess everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was no storage issue until he played that little game. Why don't you just start up the reprocessors again and eliminate all this whole storage deal with Yucca Mountain? I mean, I've been watching that since, the late 80s or whatever,
mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I mean, Obama went and dropped all the tritium stuff, out of Oak Ridge, so hence our, the nuclear weapon size is an issue here, and that needs to get restarted again, too.
All right, good question, Dustin.
Good point, Jim.
We'll get you an answer on the other side of the break. And also Rick in Minot, who is a first-time caller, and Jerry in Detroit Lakes, first-time caller. Gene in Mandan, first-time caller, and more waiting on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Have you registered lately for the giveaways they have going on at PetroServe USA? You ought to do that because they draw new names every week. So, in other words, draw a winner and start with a whole new batch of names, and they give away a lot of PetroServe USA cards there. It's free money. It's gas, it's groceries, it's anything in the store. So That is a great deal. And that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day is great. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce. Drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Great specials all week long, all month long, like Old Dutch Family Pack chips here for the rest of the month. $2.99 each. Red Bull in the 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5 right now. Any item off the rollers, 99 cents on the grill. And, of course, as I say, that $50,000 giveaway, $1,050 gift cards from PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. All right, so the answer for the caller from Ellendale related to, why do we do
nuclear waste
related to nuclear storage?
Yeah, so nuclear storage. So he's right about, he first brought up the reprocessing issue. And maybe I'll just give a little history. And he brought up Jimmy Carter. So it was back in 82, so early in the Reagan years, that Congress, in response to what President Carter was talking about and the growing nuclear opportunities, shall we say, but also the growing concern for storage, that is in 82 that Congress established a waste policy, I guess, with a bill, a law called the Nuclear Waste Policy Act. And then in 87, after the DOE, who was charged with studying it, they consistently ranked Yucca Mountain in Nevada as the site that is the top candidate for such a thing. Now, his issue of reprocessing, and I probably don't have to explain the politics of a Senate leader, by the way, from Nevada, who held up all of this for these last several years. But anyway, it's consistently been demonstrated that Yucca Mountain was suitable, right, and the most suitable. With regard to reprocessing, our draft legislation that we were working on and that we had the hearing on the other day does put an emphasis on reprocessing because he makes a very important point. The more you can reprocess, nuclear fuel and keep using it, obviously it has great efficiencies. Now, it can be very, very expensive, but with advanced technologies and with an advanced emphasis on nuclear as an energy source, there's no question that they're getting better at it and that we can find ways to reprocess it more efficiently, safer, and that would be part of our amendments to the Nuclear Waste Policy Act and put an emphasis. He's exactly right. When I was doing work during the campaign and even during the transition and writing about the Department of Energy and its capacities and how things could be changed, I put a lot of effort into this issue and emphasis on, having the DOE and its many wonderful labs and smart people to give them the liberty to use all that brain power and use all that research and development and find more ways to not just save our nuclear capacity, but really rebuild it and be again the world's leader. Remember, it was the United States people in the United States that invented the process of enriching uranium. We don't even do that anymore in the United States. We've acquiesced back to other outstanding countries like China and Russia. And so, we need to reestablish our dominance in this area for the sake of the environment and jobs and American dominance in energy but having a place for true nuclear waste that is safe. And by the way, it's been deemed safe. We could easily be safely held nuclear waste for a million years. In other words, forever. So we need to continue the discussion, but the caller makes some very good and valid points.
Jim and Grand Forks for Congressman Kevin Cramer, first-time caller. Thank you for that. Jim, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad to hear about the budget come up. I think it's very, very important that we get a budget done and not this continuing resolution crap.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we just can't, for 1 year at least, live off last year's budget. Don't increase anything. You can reshuffle the deck, reshuffle the cards. If you need more money somewhere else, then take it from somebody and give it to somebody. But the budget, to me, is the most number one thing.
Yeah, great point. So we're going to pass today, we're going to pass at least in the House and send over to the Senate, and I suspect they'll do the same, a one-week extension of the CR and then, hopefully wrap up the budget next year or next week for the remainder of this year. And when I say budget, I mean the appropriations for the remainder of this year. But, Jim, it's interesting because I love what you're saying about just living off the same thing. What if we had a, you know, there's a lot of us that say, what if we had a 1% cut every year? You know how quickly we can balance the budget on a 1% cut? But the reality is, since 2010, when Republicans took over the House, and now especially with the House and Senate, and they passed a Budget Control Act and budget sequestration, we actually have reduced the discretionary budget. Our problem is the discretionary budget is less than one-third of the total budget. The other two-thirds plus, of course, are the entitlement side of the budget. And this is why, you know, repealing and replacing Obamacare and the American Health Care Act, which I also hope we're going to have a vote on next week now, deals with that mandatory side and the entitlement side a little bit, so we can start getting our arms wrapped around that. Because here's the big challenge. On the discretionary side, half of that less than one-third, which, by the way, is only going to be 22% of the entire budget by 2026, half of that is our national defense budget. And let's face it, we need to build up our national defense. Now, we can also find a lot of efficiencies in the Pentagon, and we need to do that, and that's being done. That's part of the process. But with all the hot spots in the world today and the you know, fighting against ISIS and what's going on in North Korea and everywhere else, we need to rebuild that as well. So the discretionary budget is one piece of it, but I appreciate your commitment to that. You know, everybody's hair gets on fire every time the president says he wants to cut some part of the budget. And I have, you know, dozens of people that walk through my office every single week telling me how badly their program needs more money. And they, you know, most of them are coming from North Dakota. And so, you know, it's, there's no end to the good things government can do with other people's money as long as we can keep printing it. But that's not the way to go. So we need to find some fiscal discipline.
Amen.
That's a very true statement. As long as it's not your money, you can spend a lot.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Darn easy. Thank you, Jim. Good to hear from you. Jerry in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. First time caller, too. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to hand it to you. I live on the other side of the river, and I want to let you know how great it is to be in a state that you have, that you're in. I retired out of the National Guard in your state. And
oh, thank you for that.
It's the best state in the nation. I've been a lifelong member on the other side of the river, and to hear people talk about how not my president, not my establishment, not mine, whatever, it's extremely disheartening to hear those things. So to let the people in North Dakota know that, you know what, it could always be worse. You could just be on the other side of the river and it'd be a lot worse. But also, you know, it's disheartening to know that there's people out there that live in a dream world that don't see the real stuff that's going on in the world. Like when you're talking North Korea, Iran, Iraq, all of those places, there's stuff going on in this world that are way bigger than what the little issues we have here in our country, but they seem to make such big issues out of them.
They sure do. Jerry, hang on. We'll get to your question after the break here. One sec.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass of Valley City. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
That's right. Those two words, you just say everything you need to know. It's a better night's sleep. It's also our prize today for first-time callers. And if you'd like one, without having to be a first-time caller, there's a way, too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott with a savings of 50% when you use that promo code, or 800-506-9028. How you have a dog and a cat fighting over the MyPillow pet pillow at your house, right, Todd? I think that's the deal. We have two dogs fighting over a MyPillow pet pillow, and that means they love it. So you have those. There's the mattress toppers as well. A lot of good things you can shop for at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for great savings. And the 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows is a hot deal right now. Free shipping for orders over $100, a great deal. 800-506-9028, telephone number on MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, so back to Jerry from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, who spent some time working in the guard in North Dakota, now lives in Minnesota, talking about some of the hot spots around the world. And your question for Congressman Kramer, Jerry, was what?
My question is what can we do to quell some of the divisiveness in our country so we can get past some of the major issues that we have going on in the world?
It's a wee issue, isn't it? It's certainly not going to happen, you know, at the political level. I think it has to happen at the community level. And it doesn't hurt to, you know, obviously you need political leaders doing their part in terms of rhetoric and whatnot. But, you know, it's interesting, Jerry. I actually am seeing a glimmer of hope on that grassroots level, and ironically, it stems from just how volatile things have gotten. And by that I mean sort of the crazy protests at town halls, the riots at events, starting with the women's protest on the Capitol grounds, where the vulgarity and the symbolism of women's parts as sort of the main rallying cry for liberals, and that, you know, resulted, or I shouldn't say that resulted in, but escalating beyond that, now we have, you know, riots that are literally where violence is used to squelch conservative debate, and, you know, dedicated liberal activists who are committed to our Constitution and the freedom to express have spoken out. And now, I'm hopeful that that level of discourse that, you know, it's not even discourse anymore, but a protest is going to be pushed back against by people on all sides of the political aisle, so that we can get back to a more appropriate and discourse in this country. And so I'm sort of hopeful there. And again, you know, we look for little things. to be hopeful for in that regard. But we all have a responsibility to it. There's no question about it. But I think some of it starts at the top. One of the things, Jerry, that's interesting, you bring up with the hotspots. The area that Donald Trump enjoys very high ratings from a lot of people on all sides is his handling of ISIS and of Syria, and now with North Korea. And as you all probably heard, the Senate was called over to the White House for a briefing. That was followed by a briefing in the House by the Vice President and the security team, including all of the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense. And the North Korean issue is very, very serious. I cannot, without revealing classified information, can't express it strongly enough. And that has a tendency to rally us. Jerry, maybe right. Let's hope as Americans that it can, expand into other areas.
I appreciate your response. I really honestly think that's very true and right at the heart of the issue, that we need rallying in our own country because there's so much to lose.
Yeah, you're right. Well said.
Appreciate the call, Jerry, and good to hear from a Minnesotan that gets it. We appreciate that and welcome others. I know there's a lot in Western Minnesota. There are 800-228-0550. You notice I said Western Minnesota because I'm not sure about some other parts of Minnesota, but Western Minnesota, absolutely, no doubt about it. Rick in Minot for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, what do you think about the federal tax and what they're trying to push through Congress, or what the administration is trying to put through? And then also on the death tax, what is your stance on the death tax?
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with the second one first. That was one of the brightest spots in the president's one-page proposal on tax reform. The death tax to me just has never made sense. I mean, I get unearned income. I get, that is, in fact, income and capital gains. But in a state like North Dakota, where land is sort of the currency, and where your taxes are based on the, in many cases, in the case of farms especially, they're based on what you own and your property. If you pass that property on in an estate, your heirs aren't rich. They just have your land, but they suddenly have to pay cash for the value of a gift that's always been in their family or that has recently been in their family, and it just doesn't work. It's never worked. It's punitive, and I hate the death tax. I've always supported getting rid of it. I've always been a sponsor or a co-sponsor of the bill to do that. So that's one of the bright spots. With regard to the president's tax principles, and it really is that. I mean, it's a one-page set of principles. In general, I love the idea of lowering the taxes, especially for the middle class. Now, you get all the talking heads from the network saying this is a tax break for the rich because the top rate goes, the corporate rate goes from 39% to 34%. So it's a whole 5-point drop for the wealthy who, that 5% represents a lot of money, but of course it also represents a lot of new investments. But the big tax cut is for the middle class. And, there he's talking about going down to 15% for small business, and it's right at the heart of the job creators. It's right at the heart of the middle class. There's a tax break in it for everybody. Now, here's the thing. The thing we always have to be careful about, and again, these are principles for us to build on, but we always have to be watching the deficit and debt. What the president has done, and what I appreciate so much, is he's challenging the swamp over this crazy, this idea. It's challenging the swamp over its rich tradition that's never being challenged of linear scoring of tax policy. And we all know that when you lower rates, especially lowering rates, and let people keep more of their own money, that it stimulates the economy and that a pro-growth economy should have as its primary outcome,
could you could you explain for Rick and our audience, myself, when you say linear scoring, what you're talking about?
So static scoring. So we have this rich tradition. You always hear, so the score on that is so bad we can't do it. Budget Office looking at it and saying, oh, my gosh, we're going to cut taxes by $1 million. That means there's $1 million fewer dollars in the Treasury. But what they don't count for is, it's going to create 100 jobs and new income for people that can pay those taxes. So there's static and then there's dynamic. And the tradition here is we never look at what lower taxes and lower rates benefits and simpler filing could do in compliance, reducing compliance costs, which that can do for creating more income, which creates more taxes. And it's all money in, money out. North Dakota, in the state legislature, they always have these fiscal notes. And they're put together by nice people. But, again, it's another one of those deals where if your policy reduces taxes by $1,000, oh, my God, the state's not going to – that's $1,000 the state's not going to get. When it might generate $2,000 in revenue because it creates 40 jobs or something. And so that's what I mean by the difference between static and whatnot. You know,
yeah, so in other words, if we just look at history – and say, when you reduce taxes, here's what happens. We ought to be calling the tax reform plan the deficit reduction plan.
Right.
Right?
No, we still have to deal with the spending side, Scott. We can't just let that be a license to spend either. So, and this is why Donald Trump's, what he's doing, he's saying, let's cut taxes, let's create jobs, let's create wealth, and let's, especially, Scott, let's make us more competitive in the global marketplace, because we're the least competitive developed country in the global marketplace because of our tax policies. And that means we open up the world to us without punishing ourselves. But at the same time, he's calling for major tax or major spending cuts. The two together, while they might not score on a ledger as, you know, dollar for dollar, let's consider the economic benefit from it all.
Good points, Rick. Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Rick. On the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin Gramer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what are we going to do about this E-log stuff on these trucks? It's killing us little guys out here. We can't afford to put them in.
Well, and we keep working with it, both the administration and with our committees to try. Now, this is a law that's already been passed. As you know, a rule that's already been promulgated. And what I'm trying to do is find a separation between the big companies and the little companies. And as you know, there are two associations. And you know, if you have to put in a $1,500 piece of equipment and you've got, you know, software upgrades and all those kinds of things. And by the way, something that's not even proven to necessarily be foolproof in terms of the laws and whatnot, it's a much different burden on an independent driver or a small company than it is a large one. I don't know how successful we're going to be, but we continue to stay after it. And at some point, hopefully we can prevail. But I'm not convinced that e-logs are even the better way, if you will, in terms of, monitoring and ensuring compliance with the laws. But Scott, speaking of trucks, by the way, I want to bring up, because last week when you weren't there and when Ed Schaefer was filling in for you, a guy named Robert called about, he was frustrated. He's a truck driver, and he was frustrated about the rules that don't allow him to carry a firearm, and he goes into some dangerous areas, although he said he does not leave North Dakota generally. So we had this discussion about reciprocity of concealed carry and those kinds of things. But I told him I would check on it and get back. And Robert, if you're listening, and for those that heard the show last week, one of the things we wanted to see is, I wasn't sure if there's some federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rule or something that dealt with firearms, and there is not. In fact, the U.S. Department of Transportation refers to state laws in this arena. And so we checked with North Dakota, and in North Dakota, commercial truck drivers they're subject to the same exact laws as drivers of any other commercial vehicles. And so it doesn't seem to be a law thing. It may be that his company might have some private policy because people in North Dakota can obviously carry while driving in their cars. So we've just not been able to track down where that rule comes from that Robert was referencing, and it certainly doesn't seem to be a federal law. So, as you know, I'm supporting the reciprocity, concealed carry reciprocity, across state lines, because, of course, the Second Amendment applies to the Constitution of the United States, and it doesn't give all this deference to every state to make their own laws regarding your ability to carry a firearm to protect yourself.
Another segment coming up. We'll do a lightning round to try and get everybody in here. Hang tight, folks. The Talk Radio Town Hall continues.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the basic components needed in an emergency action plan.
As a basic starting point, we recommend that every single business or location, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of business you're in, you need a fire response plan, weather emergency response plan, a bomb threat and an active shooter. And your emergency operations plan should cover all of those four. Then in addition to that, you know, hopefully you have what's called a threat analysis where you look at any other things. For example, if my business is in a floodplain, then I need to add a flood evacuation to that plan.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Congressman Kevin Cramer off the vote, so he's going to talk and walk. Same time, your calls, questions, comments in our final segment here. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number for Congressman Cramer. A number of texts related to health care reform questions, so I'll just consolidate to quickly ask you, has this bill been fixed? Is it conservative? I see the Freedom Caucus is in favor of it, so I'm sure all of the Freedom Caucus fans that we've heard from before showering your office with praise to say, what a deal, we were all kumbaya on this one. Where are we at?
Congress has endorsed it. It's interesting. It's actually less conservative in some respects that the amendment that they've agreed to restores the essential health benefits, which they insisted on being removed making it a little more conservative, I guess, was the amendments that go up to the community. You might recall community ratings, that system where everybody in a community, whatever that community might be, pays the same for the same product, so you can't just do any price discrimination. Now, it preserves the principle of not discriminating against pre-existing conditions, which is critical, discriminating against gender, and I think, and then there's the age piece. But on the other hand, it provides waivers for states, so states can apply for waivers to some of these federal, these federal laws or rules, but the state has to demonstrate that they will lower, that their waiver provides, first of all, coverage for pre-existing conditions, perhaps even through some form of a risk-sharing pool, they have to provide or demonstrate that it would lower premiums in the individual market, which is the critical piece. So it's a little bit of give on one side, a little bit of take on the same side, a little give and take on the other side. So we don't know for sure that it's got 216 votes, because every time you gain some, sometimes you lose some. So, but by next week, we should have a clear idea.
All right.
Probably a vote, Scott, probably a vote.
Let me get to these callers, and if I can, please ask everybody, just get right to your question, and we'll ask Congressman Kramer to give you a quick answer so we can get to as many people as possible. William in Fargo, a first-time caller, what's on your mind?
Hi there. I'm hearing that all of the illegal immigration is down 70%. If that's accurate, do we really need a wall anymore, or do we just need to enforce the laws we have?
Okay, really great point. You're right. I think if we enforce the laws that we have, and if we were certain that we would always have a president willing to not only say it but do it, perhaps you wouldn't need it. But at the same time, the country is very uncomfortable with trusting that every 4 years. So a wall is a good way to put it into perpetuity, put that discipline into perpetuity.
So you still want a wall?
I think we have to do it. At least some form of protection at the border.
And, I personally believe that President Trump needs to continue to be a full-throated supporter of the wall as well. I mean, that was a huge part of why he was elected. So I think that's a campaign promise for sure. Eric and Kildare, first-time caller. Go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
I just had a question about maybe ignorant question, but why don't we use our own oil instead of buying it from other countries?
Yeah, good question. So Eric raises an important point. We often talk about energy independence. So I generally talk about energy security. That's true of all forms of energy, certainly of oil. So about a third of our oil that we refine here in the United States is still imported. Although what's interesting, Eric, is you're starting to see the markets favor U.S. oil, even with some of our vertically integrated global companies. So many of the refiners, for example, in the United States, the refineries are owned by foreign oil companies, so they like to use their oil, of course. But with us producing so much here, and we still don't produce enough to feed them all, but I believe that potential exists. In fact, I believe that the opportunity is for, while we open up more offshore lands, which, of course, the president signed an executive order providing more offshore opportunities, which is federal oil, more onshore federal lands, opportunities, trillions of dollars of assets that are owned by the American public lie there. And that's a way that we can, decrease our deficit, fund the infrastructure, and create jobs. And there's a lot of capacity in our own market. Now, the reason I don't, I don't advocate for requiring U.S. oil to use is because, of course, we like to have access to other people's products in case there's a disruption somewhere. We like the fact that that national security is tied to to business relationships and whatnot. But we certainly ought to stop disadvantaging U.S. oil for U.S. Use.
Right.
Eric, appreciate the call. You bet. Absolutely. A real quick one from Jim in Fargo. That will be the last one. Jim, go ahead.
An editorial in the L.A. Times just quotes you as saying you're not sure you would advise Trump to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. That was one of his central campaign promises. There's no good reason to stay in that agreement. Without the U.S. support, it'll completely collapse. CO2 is not in any way a pollutant, and the EPA endangerment finding.
You've been right in the middle of this debate, Congressman Kramer. In the 10 seconds we have left, why?
Because I think that if we can have an America First accord with 190 other countries where we're driving the energy policy of the world rather than them driving ours, there could be something to be gained. But we need to make sure there's legal opportunity.
More on that debate next week on Congressman Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall.
Stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival coming to Mina. Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker. Johnny Tillotson, and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland. Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace room locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man!
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.